Look, I'm a bit of a sucker for the old school pulp novel, and lately I've been nose deep in a new book put together by a couple of Melbourne-based writers. It's called Girl Gangs, Biker Boys, and Real Cool Cats, Pulp Fiction and Youth Subculture from 1950 to 1980. Hell of a title. It charts three decades of moral panic in the US, UK and Australia, basically about youth culture gone wild. The kids were not all right, and the masses demanded every salacious detail printed on cheap paper so they could be horrified and titillated at exactly the same time. And luckily, pulp writers were more than happy to deliver. It's been co-edited by Australian crime writer Andrew Nett and author, museo, and it should be said, community broadcaster Ian McIntyre. Ian, good morning, mate.
G'day.
Now, this is a mammoth book for what is a bit of an overlooked topic for many, talking about sort of reproducing 400 full-colour covers from the original novels. You've got in-depth author interviews. You've got articles from culture critics. You've got everything. What's the passion you've got for pulp novels?
Oh, look, I think it on a few different levels. I think they're often very entertaining in themselves, and there's definitely some sort of lost gems that we've tried to uncover. However, there is also that sort of so bad it's good type factor. And often, as I say to people, we've kind of read them to say, view the effort of having to read them. And the other part, I guess, is definitely the covers. Back in the 50s and 60s, I mean, these sort of books were the kind of main fictional entertainment for people, and, you know, TV was still making inroads and so forth. But the books weren't reviewed in newspapers or anywhere else, so basically they had to compete on the shelves, which is why, you know, often they have such wild covers those covers, you know, still look really amazing today.
They actually look incredible. Look, you mentioned the Forgotten Gems, and I was a bit surprised to learn that the Aussie novel, The Delinquents, had a pulp novel background, because, of course, we regard that as a pretty good Australian novel these days.
Yeah, and I guess that's one thing, is that in retrospect, some of the stuff which was kind of seen as lowbrow and kind of pitched at, wasn't seen as literary or whatever, has sort of been re-evaluated over the years. In terms of the Australian stuff, yeah, I mean, the book covers the US, the UK and Australia, but we definitely wanted a lot of Australian content in there. And there was, yeah, a whole heap of kind of Australian novels that dealt with different youth subcultures. I mean, a lot of them started out, I guess, with the bodgies and the widgies. But there was a whole kind of subgenre of King's Cross novels, and a King's Cross in the 60s and the 50s, I guess, kind of being that crossover between kind of crime and illicit activity, but also kind of being bohemia and the place where, you know, you had Surf City and a lot of the main music venues. So a lot of the King's Cross novels sort of bring together kind of a crossover between beatniks and mods and rockers and so forth.
Look, the bodgy and the widgy stuff it seems so innocent and tame by comparison, but it's hard to remember that there was a lot of concern about this. People thought that they were genuine youth gangs gunning for the older generation.
Yes, and you know, I mean, the thing with a lot of the pulp fiction, particularly from the 50s, is that it's generally written in a very sensationalist kind of way by people who weren't, from those subcultures themselves. So those aspects of kind of wild gang fights and, I guess, kind of youth on the loose is definitely there. However, one of the themes in the book is, I guess, as time goes on, you start to get more people who are kind of genuinely coming out of those subcultures themselves, writing novels. And one thing about pulp fiction is that because there was this kind of insatiable desire for material, a lot of the people who, wouldn't have got a chance to write in another context, you know, got their opportunities to first write, for this kind of mass market stuff. And, you know, some quite key writers like Harlan Ellison, science fiction writer, kind of, you know, got their start by writing a kind of juvenile delinquent novel.
And you mentioned those people coming out of those subcultures. There was a certain level of subversion to some pulp novels, especially when you kind of, I guess, looked at the lesbian and gay subcultures. There was a way for people to read about their subculture being written by people within that subculture that wasn't necessarily available.
Yeah, so, I mean, with a lot of the lesbian and gay stuff, I mean, it was definitely, in this volume, we particularly focus on the sort of some of the lesbian pulp stuff. Mm. And, yeah, I mean, a lot of it was initially aimed at a male market and, you know, that kind of titillation factor. But what they found was that there were loads of women out there who would see the covers with these kind of sort of shadowy two women hang out together. And, you know, when you're thinking about the 1950s, extremely socially conservative times, often these novels were people's only kind of opportunity to kind of read about, you know, their sexuality or whatever. And for all their flaws, it gave people, I guess, the sense that we get from the interviews that we've done and stuff is that, yeah, it gave people a sense that, hey, there are other people out there like me. And, so the novels were kind of subversive in their own way.
Look, the titles alone, I think, would be worth the price of admission to the book. Rumble at the Housing Project, Bikey Birds, Aggro. Have you got a favourite?
To put you on the spot, sorry. I really enjoyed... you mean favourite title?
Favourite title.
Oh, okay. I have to say Rumble in the Housing Project.
It's just so good, isn't it?
It's probably my favourite.
Look, Ian, it's an incredible book. It is called Girl Gangs, Biker Boys and Real Cool Cats, Pulp Fiction and New Subculture, 1950 to 1980. It is out now. Ian McIntyre, thank you very much for chatting this morning, mate.
Yeah, cheers.